In the lunchtime edition, figures indicate Barbados on track for a record-breaking number of murders this year. But a criminologist notes the police have been doing a good job in solving these crimes. The Hotel Association reports a continuing strong tourism performance with arrivals this year 9% above last year. The NUPW wants more information from government on the planned public sector restructuring, especially the possibility of layoffs. And tributes flow at the passing of Brass Tacks moderator Walter Blackman. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Barbados is on track for a record number of homicides this year. This has been disclosed by criminologist Kim Ramsey addressing a symposium at the Savannah Hotel. She notes the increase in violent crime in recent years, especially affecting certain areas of the country. Ms. Ramsey, a criminologist attached to the Office of the Attorney General, also noted there are several people missing who may be presumed dead.
We have on the sites where, and these are people that have been found and that have been deceased, and these are 43 persons. So we really have, I don't want anything to run a speculation, but we do have missing people, and we really do not know where they are. And after 7 years, and if there's nobody, you're officially presumed dead by the police. We have all records, our men is murdered, our uncle murders, 49 murders in 2019. And as of today's day, we are at 45 or 46 murders. So, based on the trajectory, I'm assuming that we will break this record by the end of the year. Because they said we are 45 or 46 murders.
But Ms. Ramsey says the Barbados Police Service has been doing a reasonably good job in solving these crimes, with a clearance rate better than some other countries in the region.
Kudos to the police. Their clearance rate is very good. I have not been able to get comparisons to other regions, but I'm working on it to see how good our clearance rate is compared to Jamaica, Trinidad, St. Lucia, Guyana, etc. But our clearance rate for crime is on average 64%. The homicide rates tend to be in the 50s, which is not bad. I do not have, as I said, data from the other countries, but anecdotally, I've been told that the clearance rates in places like Trinidad and so on are much lower than this.
Criminologist Kim Ramsey. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association reports a continuing strong performance by the sector, with arrivals this year 9% above 2023. BHTA Chairman Javon Griffith provided the update at a briefing at the BHTA's headquarters.
Despite global economic uncertainties and the negative consequences of Hurricane Beryl, Barbados has maintained a steady path of economic growth and resilience this year. Real GDP advanced by 3.8% during the first 9 months of 2024, driven by key sectors such as tourism, business services, and construction. Tourist arrivals continue to be expected to surpass pre-pandemic numbers in all markets. The appetite for Barbados remains extremely strong, with early forward bookings from major source markets now exceeding 2023 by over 9%. The England cricket tour of the West Indies should boost visitor arrivals, whilst cruise activity is expected to surpass last year's figures, given an 11.5% increase in scheduled cruise calls for the final quarter of 2024.
BHTA Chairman Javon Griffith in the lunchtime edition. The National Union of Public Workers wants to hear from government more details of the planned public sector restructuring, which is to be completed next year. Government has indicated job losses are possible, and the NUPW General Secretary Richard Green has concerns.
The NUPW has been monitoring the comments of two separate government ministers. One minister stated the possibility of job losses because of the reform, followed closely by another minister stating no job losses within a specific department. Is this inconsistency in the information that the NUPW finds concerning and unacceptable. The NUPW has publicly called for a singular source of information on the reforms of the SOEs. Conflicting comments and information only adds to the fear and confusion that workers feel throughout this process of reform.
The NUPW General Secretary Richard Green, Walter Blackman, a moderator on VOB's Down to Brass Tax Call-In program, has passed away. General Manager of Starcom Network Anthony Green joined in the outpouring of tributes.
It's a sad morning as we reflect on the life of Walter Blackman, one of our moderators on Down to Brass Tacks, following his passing this morning. We recognize that many of you enjoyed listening to Walter and engaging with him whenever he moderated Down to Brass Tacks. The VOB 92.9 FM, the Brass Tacks family, we extend sincere condolences to the family and friends of moderator of Down to Brass Tacks, Walter Blackman.
The general manager of Starcom Network, Anthony Green. Guyana police say they're investigating an early morning fire that has claimed the lives of five family members in quarantine Berbice. According to a statement issued by the Ministry of Home Affairs there, the authorities are committed to uncovering the circumstances surrounding that tragedy. The blaze claimed the lives of a mother, her daughter, and three sons. Reports say a 17-year-old son managed to escape. Haiti's Prime Minister Alex Didier Fils-Aimé has taken up office, emphasizing the critical need for security in the country where criminal gangs continue to show disregard for law and order. He said the first essential task that will determine the success of the transition is to reestablish the security of people, property, and infrastructure, food security, and freedom of movement throughout the nation. And a New York court's decision on Donald Trump's criminal conviction has been delayed yet again, with the judge postponing any decisions until at least November 19th. The New York judge is to decide if the conviction in the hush money case should be upheld and proceed to sentencing or throw it out on the grounds of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision on presidential immunity. Our top stories. Figures indicate Barbados on track for a record-breaking number of murders this year. But criminologist Kim Ramsey also notes the Barbados Police Service has been doing a good job in solving those crimes with a clearance rate better than some other countries in the Caribbean. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association reports a continuing strong tourism performance with arrivals set to be about 9% above last year. The NUPW wants more information from government on the planned public sector restructuring, especially the possibility of layoffs. And tributes flow at the passing of Brass Tacks moderator Walter Blackman. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.